Welcome to another Bosco Break. Today I've got a few stories for you, starting with the man on the moon, but what scientists call Oceanus Procellarum, the huge dark splotch on the moon visible from Earth. Either way, how did it get there? One commonly held view is that a massive asteroid slammed into the young moon and left its mark, but researchers at MIT say they've got new evidence showing that the 1,800-mile-wide region came not from beyond, but from within. Specifically from a volcanic eruption that unleashed a large plume of magma deep within the moon's interior. As the lava made its way to the surface and cooled, it created the dark spots we see today. In their study, researchers say one of the giveaways is that the new data from NASA shows that the region's border is not actually round, but is instead rimmed by structures that run in straight lines and intersect at angles, similarly to a rectangle. Such a shape is hard to attribute to a collision, which would be expected to produce a more circular rim. Definitive proof might not come unless astronauts return to the moon, but in the meantime, astronomy writer Phil Plait at Slate thinks the theory makes sense. I've always had a problem with the impact idea, he writes, adding that the secondary effects that would have accompanied such a huge meteor strike don't appear to be evident. In other news, if you happen to find some remnants of woven wool in your attic, in red, white, or blue, and marked Fort McHenry, the Smithsonian Institution would like to know. 200 years after a massive flag was hoisted over the fort in Baltimore that withstood a British attack, Americans from Maine to California may still have fragments from the original Star Spangled Banner. Not long after the huge 30-foot by 42-foot flag, inspired an 1814 poem by Francis Scott Key that would become the national anthem, its caretakers began snipping off pieces. By the 1880s, about 20% had been lost. Cutting up a flag today could be considered desecration, but back then, the clippings were given away as keepsakes. It was such a monumental moment in time that people felt they wanted to hold a piece of that history, said Jennifer Jones, a curator who oversees the flag at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. Some are more valuable than others. The 15th Cotton Star was cut away sometime before 1873 and remains missing. That's all for your Bosco Break. Back to the show.